Before we get to the fun of this show, let's click this. Oh, I should probably have the computer turned on. I think that would help my cause.
This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo, and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Oh my God. This funk dad goes out to the one and only YouTube TV. Who the hell do you guys think you are continuing to raise the prices? I know good. Man, funk that! Doesn't that beat just make you want to go to the club and dance?
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
Oh my God. What up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Guess what today is? I saw this here, National Fluffer Nutter Day. I thought it was National Fluffer Day. That's just another Friday night at the Castle on 8-Bar.
So today is National Fluffer Nutter Day.
I'll bring the fluffer nutters.
Okay, give me all your fluffer nutters.
Fluffer nutters.
Fluffer.
Nutter.
That sounds nasty.
What is it?
Marshmallow cream and peanut butter sandwich.
Is it contagious?
No, they're delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious!
As long as I got a cup of coffee,
I'll try anything once.
Let's start the show.
I got my coffee here. I learned this from Drew Garabo, to drink your coffee on air.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? It also sounds like me when I'm doing other stuff to girls. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Cuban coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be careful not to spill on the board. Let me move this microphone back a little bit. Okay. Also, today is hump day. And you know what I thought hump day was last night? Because I got laid.
Are you awake?
Wake up!
You don't have to yell.
Hey, you don't have to yell.
No, by the way, what day is today?
Ask me that again, only slower.
What day is today?
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
All day long.
Oh, sure.
Except tonight.
Obviously not.
Let's get going.
I made some coffee.
Okay, turn your radio up.
What is it?
Ew.
Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Today's show is brought to you by Hump Day. Think how much HR hates this word every Wednesday.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday. Hey, do you like hump day?
Oh,
let's go back to my place and...
Oh. This show is absolute nonsense. Oh, hell yes. All righty. We have so much to get into today. Let's go through my inbox.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. Got a message here. Ryan, your show sounds better than ever. You've definitely come far from your early days in radio, and it's noticeable. Next one, on the picture of me and Ralphie May. Two goats. Aw, don't kiss my ass anymore. And I posted a picture with me and Jonathan Brandmeier, Chicago radio legend. And Ed Till goes, when I worked in Chicago, I used to listen to Johnny B. And Ed Till also commented on my picture with Phil Hendry. Used to listen to him after my afternoon show in L.A. on my drive home. One of my favorites was his character, that school bus driver. He is a true genius, and you're following in his footsteps. Mm. So that was the self-serving Happy Them Box. All right, what do we got here?
Costco is now offering Ozempic and Wegovy for half price.
It's
1 month supply of those drugs is now only $500. You don't even need a prescription. All you have to do is order 3 hot dogs at the food court. They'll automatically give it to you.
Terrible. Where's the punchline? I'm waiting for it.
Selling Ozempic at Costco is kind of like having an AA meeting at Cabo Wabo, is it? But...
Well, guys, we're almost a week into the government shutdown, and airports across the country are already starting to report a shortage of air traffic controllers. Now pilots are faced with the choice of waiting in a long line or using the self-checkout tarmac.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pet Obesity Awareness Day. Now you can do something for your overweight dog. Introducing Bonezempic.
Bonezempic.
I probably can't play it because of copyright, but I like the sentiment.
Mm.
This is not headline news. It's National Pet Obesity Awareness Day. Here's a sign your dog is too fat. You throw a tennis ball, he returns with a donut.
Cut it.
Pittsburgh already erected the city Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to understand why my redneck neighbor leaves his lights up all year. In sports, Travis Kelce now holds the Kansas City Chiefs record for all-purpose yards. And for his wood to be sung about by a pop star.
Mm.
And Taco Bell tops the rankings for the fastest drive-through line. And the longest bathroom line. This is not headline news.
You have 4 months to learn.
Attention gringos, you heard Mr. Bad Bunny. You have 4 months to learn Espanol before his halftime show. Espanol is Spanish for Spanish. With a white guy's guide to Super Bowl Spanish, you'll be gran juego ready. Spanish can be confusing, like the word football. It means soccer. In English, football means, Jesus, Frank, it's only a game. Quit screaming at the TV, you're scaring the kids. You'll learn how to say the Super Bowl in Spanish. Repeat after me. El Super Bowl. With the white guy's guide to Super Bowl Spanish, you'll be the star of your Super Bowl party when you say,
Puedo tener más cerveza y nachos?
Excelente! Have one on me, amigo!
Whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Halloween decorations depicting the bodies of local officials lead to arrests. Here is one official in Kentucky, Eddie Barnes, talking about it.
At first, I didn't know what to think about it because I actually drove by and seen it in his yard.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's kind of harsh.
If you would have told me, what does it sound like when you're from Kentucky? It'd be that guy. Pittsburgh has already put up its Christmas tree.
I'm really excited because we're going to ice skate on me and my family are going to ice skate on the tree. But I got to say, they should have waited for Halloween first.
I agree, kid. A stolen gas station dinosaur statue returns with an apology note. The thieves who stole a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur named Claire from a Sinclair gas station in L.A. Never heard of Sinclair. Have returned it along with a note that says, I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please don't press charges. Here is the gas station owner, John Fawcett. I like that name. Talking about getting Claire back.
You'll never believe it. I said, what's going on? She says, Claire's home. Somebody's scared that they're going to be found out.
Are you going to press charge?
Absolutely not. I'm just glad that Claire's home.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she'll put out tonight. Someone used AI to create a WWE match between Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers.
Mm.
Look at this place, King. That's Mr. Rogers walking to the ring. And he's got Marilyn Monroe.
I never thought I'd see this on Monday Night Raw.
Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day to paint this canvas with your blood.
Rogers swings, block, Ross spins.
Big elbow, 1, 2, 3, the artist pulls it off.
Sounds like celebrity deathmatch.
Ross has done it. The happy little painter just pinned Mr. Rogers, and he's the 1997 World Wrestling
Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion.
That's the realest I've ever heard of wrestling.
This morning show proudly presents
what is it?
Real Men of Genius.
Oh, that's right.
Real Men of Genius. Today, we salute you, Mr. Nervous Secret Service Guy.
Mr. Nervous Secret Service Guy.
Why?
Yes, this presidential inauguration, you're going to be busier than a set of jumper cables at our redneck funeral.
Got your head on a swivel now.
By the time you finish hand-searching 2 million people, terrorists will be hovering overhead in flying saucers.
Take us to your leader.
You could try racial profiling, but that would leave only one person above suspicion. And he's driving to Texas in a moving van.
Goodbye, oaf of office.
So go ahead. Keep scanning the crowd through your Get Smart sunglasses. Keep talking into your wristwatch. Because after all, if something tragic were to happen, there's a good chance the Messiah will rise again in 3 days anyway.
Mr. Nervous Secret Service Guy.
I love this part. Gives me chills. All right. How long have you been recording? 11 minutes and 11 seconds. Make a wish, bitch. I know some of my haters wish that I shut up. I never will. I saw this post here. So one of my closest mentors, and I know there's a joke in radio, Ryan has a lot of mentors. But one of my closest mentors, Topher Morrison, posted this on LinkedIn. Here we go.
I accept somebody's LinkedIn request, right? And then the first thing they do is they vomit a sales pitch.
Yes.
And they start it with an insulting comment.
Yes.
Like, hey, I really love the work you do.
What is
an insulting
like, what work do I do? Like, what work have you seen me do that you really like? Right? I just think those kind of generic, like, if I would have said, I'd love for you to be my mentor because I really like the work that you do. But that doesn't have near the gravitas as me finding a very specific element about you that I can pull out. And, because then you go, this kid's paying attention.
Right.
Right. So it's not just about complimenting. It's about finding one specific thing that I can compliment you on that isn't even so much a compliment as much as an acknowledgement to where I can metaphorically say, I see you. I recognize your greatness. And that's what I would like to get a part of me.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Seriously, though, on friggin' LinkedIn, I'll get messages. Everybody knows that I have 500,000 listens. But I don't get a lot of social media interaction because I'm just posting 7-minute videos on my show. I'm not really doing, you know, selfies or things with Ring cameras because no one needs to see me. They know what I look like. But I do get listens. And people will be like, it'll be like some guy from Dubai. It's always like Dubai or Indonesia. It's like, your social interaction seem to be down. What if I get higher? And I'm like, well, I am high. I get higher to get you download more than 70. It's a Cleveland radio reference. And it's always like insulting. They're like, my favorite is when they don't know a thing about my podcast and in my podcast description on YouTube and in the Hoppy radio feed, it says produced by Christian Jansen and Courtney Brown, KB the Great, because those are the KB the Great is the rapper who made my intro. And Christian Jansen, CJ, is the one, CJ Beat, who made my rap song, or made the beat. And people will be like, I love the opinions of Christian Jansen. I love CJ. He made me a banger of a beat. But he doesn't give the opinions here. You don't know a thing about me. Or they'll be like, your show is so fulfilling, and I learned so much from it. I'm like, well, you've never listened, because there's nothing to learn here. If anything, the only thing to learn here is to stay in school, kids.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this clip here. One of my good friends, Danny Myers, who does the Danny and Megan show on 97.9 WRMF in West Palm Beach, the same area that has the great KVJ morning show. They got an email, and I'll play the full thing and then get my opinion. This was their segment, and I got their permission to play this. And no, even though it's October, this is not Jocktober like Opie and Anthony or that loser. Who are these podcasts?
Anonymous listener friend, not Sam, Danny and Megan. First off, just want to say I love your show. So my girlfriend and I have been together for a little over a year. Things have been mostly great, and we've talked about long-term stuff. But recently, she brought up the idea of opening the relationship, except she only wants it open on her side. She says it's not about love, just physical exploration. emotion, and she still wants to be committed emotionally to me. So then I asked, does that mean I can explore it? She got weird. She said it would feel different if I did it, and she's not sure she can handle that. I'm trying to be open-minded, but this feels one-sided and kind of selfish. I haven't agreed to anything yet. Would love to hear what you and the listeners think. Not Sam.
No, you can't do that. It's not fair. You can't just be like, I want to cheat on you, but you're not allowed to cheat on me.
Okay,
no.
But an important question. How hot is she?
And I just thought the open relationship dynamic was meaning that you both are able to explore different partners, right? Isn't that the point?
It sounds like she just wants to see other people, but have him waiting around.
Yeah.
Or
it does.
Because otherwise, if it was, hey, I want to invite another woman over another person over.
Right.
That it would have been in the email.
Yeah. Well, and at that point, why do you even want to be with this person if you want to hook up with other people, right?
Yeah. So there's a, that happened to me with one of our relationships. At the end, she's like, I want to do an open relationship. I'm like, oh, so can I go on Tinder and Bumble? No, it's just that. It's almost like if that's, I wonder if that ex has like been in a relationship for the last 2 years. Cause I don't know what they're doing. And I wonder if that was like them in another universe. Had to play that audio. All right. I had a random ass memory happen to me. I don't know why it came up. I love my dad. I'm not trying to slander my dad. He's been dead 11 years and had kind of an unfair life. But there was one time that I was at Joey Rogers' house. I know people that know Joey Rogers listen to my show. So, hi, guys. You don't ever interact with me, but you view everything I do. I was at Joey Rogers' house in 2009 for the Super Bowl. That was Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Arizona Cardinals. And my dad came at 9 p.m. to pick me up. And they're like, guys, just let him hang out. The Super Bowl's almost over. And my dad's like, the game's over. Arizona's going to win. So then on the way home, we turn on like 670 to score or whatever station was playing a Super Bowl. And it's like, Ben Roethlisberger throws to Santonio Holmes for the touchdown. One of the greatest moments ever in Super Bowl history. And oh boy, was it awkward in the car. Also, I was thinking, I wish the NFL could be 24/7. Football all day. Give them CTE quicker. Oh, sorry. I got it. Love that music. Reminds me of Aaron Rodgers kicking Jay Cutler's ass. So I guess Taylor Swift's new CD is getting crushed by the critics. She's also getting crushed by Travis. And here's her talking about it. Actually, is this going to be the clip or is this going to be an ad? We got all these pop-ups here on Daily Mail. Oh, it's going to take 30 seconds. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Here is Taylor Swift.
And when you have an album that's this big with so many people pouring their energy and being so invested in it, how do you absorb all of that in the days to follow? Because we're talking for real a few days after the album came out.
Yeah, I mean, I welcome the chaos. The rule of show business is if it's the first week of my album release and you are saying either my name or my album title, you're helping.
That's how I feel about guys like Cal that talk about me. I'm like, you're such a moron. You don't realize that you're helping me. I feel that too. People think that when you slander someone's name, that you're hurting them. You're actually helping them. And that shows how stupid haters are. Haters want to see you fail. Haters want to see you burn it to the ground. And guess what? You don't.
And art. I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art. I'm not the art police. It's like everybody is allowed to feel exactly how they want. And
although she'd be a really good cop because she's a bitchy, you know, never mind.
What our goal is as entertainers is to be a mirror. Oftentimes an album is a really, really wild.
Whatever. Who cares? A mirror. You're so important, Taylor. Even though I talked about you, so I guess you're kind of important. I saw this here. Baltimore Democratic mayor uses $164,000 of taxpayer money on new luxurious SUV, that being Brandon Scott, who just looks like a douche, just has bitch slap face. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got stuff going on in Baltimore, but hey, at least they have a new car. Kamala Harris, Kamala Tapp. She was seen giving a speech, and I think she's perennially drunk. I think at all times she is just wasted and wine. I don't think there's a moment she's sober. And she said the MF word. And conservatives were trying to shame her because she swore. Your president swears all the freaking time. Hey, it a doc. Here is the audio right here in 3, 2, 1 of Kamala Harris.
I'd like to bring it back to the audience, which is this. One of the other reasons I wrote it is history.
God, she's so stupid. She might be so drunk she doesn't talk into the microphone. She's talking like this. Where, like, look, I'm talking into the mic right now. She's like, not talking into the, talking to the freaking mic, idiot.
Going to write about this. Yeah. And it was important to me that that be told with my voice being present. Yeah. And I would say that, that everyone, we are living history right now. Mm-hmm. And you all as storytellers are living this. You're not passive observers. You know that.
Oh, geez.
You're living it.
It's that stupid motivation stuff she does.
And I would ask you that all the emotions that we are feeling.
I think she would have been a better president. Her bitchy side would have really come out.
Give those emotions. Give that experience to those people that you are writing about. And writing for. It gets back to my point about helping people just put a...
She started as a side chick.
Label on it, even if it doesn't change the circumstance.
Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. You know, arguments are her. She never gets to the freaking point.
Mm-hmm.
Like most women, I'm kidding. Offset says, I stepped out on Cardi B, but never with Sweetie. You know, it's weird. There was a video like 2 years ago that Sweetie put ranch dressing on her spaghetti, and I just was like, man, she must have wild trips to the bathroom. Here's Offset.
Now, Cardi, your ex-wife, or I don't even know if divorce is final, but I know she filed for divorce in 2024. Where do y'all stand now?
Is
it finalized, the divorce?
Not yet.
Okay, so it's not
still
finalized.
Still going through it.
Do you want it to be finalized?
I'm ready to be over it, for it to be over with, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything that you wish you would have done differently? Or that you regret, or that you, you know?
I should respect her way more. I mean, I made bad decisions as a man, like, stepping out, like, gotta take that on the chin. Like, that's why when she left, I had to take that on the chin, because, like,
She takes it on the chin, too.
We got so much our kids to live for. I was being selfish, you know what I mean?
I
can say that as a man. I'm a grown man, you know what I mean? I can say that.
To you and Sweetie?
No, man.
I stepped out,
man.
And but I not feel like, Sweet.
I feel like it was something deeper than that for the split.
Oh, you went deep.
Of me and bro. It was something deeper than that.
You know,
I don't really want to touch on, but it's something deeper than that. Was just like a, that was a thing that I was a bug that I heard.
Mm.
I think people were trying to tear my situation down in that situation.
Mm-hmm. And you think there were business people that were plotting on you both?
For sure.
Yeah, and they were creating you guys, stopping you guys from being strong so that y'all couldn't go together against that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. There we go. Offset seems like an okay guy. I'm never defending cheating, but can you imagine just the bitchiness of Cardi B and her narcissism? She never shut up! Oh, yeah. Dick Van Dyke says he is not dead set on living to 100, and he thinks it would be quite funny if he were to die short of it. I love Dick Van Dyke. Growing up, my mom watched the Dick Van Dyke Show on reruns, and to me, it was like the only show from the 50s that actually made me laugh. Oh, let's do this again. Oh, yeah. We got so much going on in the world of the NFL. Joe Flacco just signed with the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, or not with the Cleveland Browns, with the Cincinnati Bengals. See, this is why it didn't work out at 620 WDAE. I can't get my facts right. And also Pat and Aaron are ass wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Also here. Here is Mike Daniels talking about being 1-4. The coach of the Dolphins.
Just really frustrated at the you know, just like as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers.
They're gonna get their ass kicked by the Chargers. That is a fact. Even though sometimes I get things wrong, so that might not be a fact. Speaking of Chargers, I ask him over this because of copyright, but it's Madison Beer laying down singing. All right, I can't play any of this. All right. It's Madison Beer and Justin Herbert smooching on the sideline, but then they ended up losing the game. So maybe she's not a good luck charm.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a teen, you know, I've got a kid who's graduating from high school soon.
Bridget Moynihan with a rare update about her son, Jack. The now teenager she shares with ex Tom Brady. The actress offered a motherhood report on the Are You a Charlotte podcast episode posted October 6th, telling host Kristen Davis what life's like in the wake of her long running Blue Bloods gig ending and her 18-year-old heading toward.
My mom loves Blue Bloods, but I do love my older women.
Mm-hmm.
And Bridget Moynihan. Oh, I seem to have, you know, those cougar vibes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
A major milestone.
We just finished the show like a year ago.
Got it.
And I did, you know, a couple of projects after that. But
bottom.
I've got a teen, you know, I've got a kid who's graduating from high school soon. So I'm kind of laying.
Oh my God. You have a lot to do.
I'm just
in the mom world.
Leaning into that.
She's going to be a cougar soon.
Mm-hmm.
As for Tom, he's also a co-parent alongside ex Gisele Bündchen for their two kids, 15-year-old son Benjamin and 12-year-old daughter Vivian. Bridget's interview coming after Tom shared the special way he keeps his kids close at all times. A necklace bearing all three names, Jack, Benny, and Vivi. Plus, it follows Tom's touching tribute to Jack on Instagram for his 18th birthday. From little steps to big dreams. Happy birthday, Jack.
All right, there we go. Sammy Sheen says she is grateful for the plastic surgery she's done. She's like 21 years old and looks like she's 40. You don't look good. Remember the wildfires that happened in Palisades over in California? They arrested the guy and he looks like a loser. Because he is one. All right. What do I feel like doing? Let's do Tampa Bay News.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me turn it up.
Yo, it's happy hour. We'll be about to go live. Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On happy hour where the real begins. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix.
Bringing
the fix.
What's going on?
Bringing the fix. Come on.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
What's going on here?
He said we're evaluating sites right now. We're talking about the new owners of the Tampa Bay Rays meeting with the media today and saying that their top priority is finding a new permanent home for them.
All right. Like I've talked about before. Everyone hates when I do it. There was never a deal in Tampa. Maybe since I last got my inside info, there's millions of offers, but there's really no room in Tampa. I don't get when people think they're going to go over there. And the thing is, they were in Tampa this year. They had to beg their rival Yankees to help them out. And they couldn't even fill up a minor league baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. I'm Keith Kate.
I'm Jennifer Lee. Thank you for joining us. The new owners kept things close to the vest. They are not revealing where they plan to build that new home, only that they hope to keep it in our area.
Yeah. I have a bad feeling it's going to be leaving our area.
News Channel 8's Jeff Patterson joins us now live from Steinbrenner Field with what the new owners are saying about the team's future.
Whatever.
Good evening, Jenna Keith. Well, it
feels like we've been here before, doesn't it? But this is the first...
Yeah, this has been going on since before I moved to Tampa. And I know things could have changed since I last had the inside info, but I'm just wondering, where's it going to go? Are they going to knock down the parking lot in Ebor? Is it going to be like the game The Sims, where you just add a new part of Tampa that can fit it?
It's time. In more than 20 years, the Rays have had a new ownership group. So, as always in baseball, hope springs eternal.
This is the new ownership group of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Bunch of nerds.
Looking to build a new future and a new stadium for the team.
Land is very critical.
Priority one for them is building a new stadium. Priority two is finding a location to build it. We've seen plans and renderings before, but the new owners say they want at least 100 acres to build a new stadium.
Where? You should be happy with what you get.
Hotels, retail, bars, and restaurants around the facility to support it.
It is what you have to have in today's Major League Baseball to be successful. We think with
just stay at the Trop like the guy said they would. But they want to pay off their kids' college loan. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Where are you going to go in Tampa? It's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo. If I were a betting man, and I never want to bet because I don't want to have another vice. If I were a betting man, I would bet they never leave Trop.
Without that revenue generation, it's going to be really, really challenging or nearly impossible to compete with the major markets.
But they would not.
Oh, what a winning attitude that is. We're not a major market. Yet this area tries to be like a major market. That's a loser attitude. Do you think the Buccaneers go, oh yeah, we ain't Miami, whatever? That is a losing attitude.
That revenue generation, it's going to be really, really challenging or nearly impossible to compete with the major markets.
That should make you mad as a Tampa Bay fan. The fact that you're from here, maybe one of the five people that are from here that are Rays fans, and you want to think big about your team, and then you're like, oh, we ain't New York. Why try?
But they would not commit to where the new stadium might be built.
It's our first and highest priority to be successful right here in Tampa Bay. I think that is the clearest answer. And also, to the prior question, we're very aware and in touch with the fatigue around this issue over the last 21 years.
Mayor Jane doesn't like you guys, so good luck with that.
Elected officials from both sides of the bay were in the room to hear the new owner speak.
Mayor Jane's like, do I have to go to this?
And they are weary of what has happened before with stalled stadium negotiations.
Yeah, it's a bunch of nothing.
It's complicated. You know, we see what's happened in St. Pete, the agreements that were made over there at the Trop site.
And us taxpayers are going to have to pony up for a team that doesn't even want to be here or even believe in this area.
And we'll see where they're going to build here, because they're talking about...
God, it's a bunch of nothing. Blah, blah, blah. Life is short. Time goes by. Blah, 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 blah.
100 acres.
This is a new ownership group.
What up, Ken Lynch?
They seem to be open about the, you know, what their priorities are. We're going to be very direct about what our priorities are.
Yeah, the priorities the last year should have been rebuilding St. Pete after, you know, the worst hurricane in a century. Not a baseball team that no one cares about. Oh, you guys care about the Rays so much? You couldn't even fill out a minor league stadium. There you go. Let's see what else they say here. I love that transition sound effect. This is what my anxiety is like.
So we don't know where they hope to build, but we do know.
Because there's nowhere. Do you not understand this? They must think the Tampa Bay area is really stupid. It is kind of dumb at times because they gave Calta a radio career. You must think that the Rays care about you. They don't. The Rays think we're idiots.
Mm-hmm. When they hope to build, the new owners say they would like to have a new stadium ready for the 2029 baseball season.
That is literally 3 years away. Think about how quickly 2023 was just here. That's how quickly. It was supposed to be 2026. A bunch of freaking mutants. People get mad at me. Oh, hubby. What do you say that? You're in a top secret meeting. You can't say. Because I'm telling the truth. Because all the local sportscasters don't want to lose their press pass. So they kiss the ass. They kiss the ass of the Rays. And they wonder why they're the laughing stock of the NFL. Oh, they kiss their ass. We'll do whatever you want, even if it's fake news. We love you, Rays. The way why you backstab us and never get any good players. After a while. Oh, it's so funny the way you guys just let Blake Snell go and you care more about analytics than having a human emotion of a, you know, type of baseball, you know, managing, like keeping a player in and covering your roof with linen. The Rays are literally the laugh track. They're literally like the two broke girls at baseball. I think you get the point. Mm. They get me worked up. I also had Cuban coffee, so I'm really hyper.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
A new report claims the Hillsborough County School District pulled more books from its shelves than any other district in Florida.
I hate when they pull books. Unless the book has like the N-word, the F-word for gay people, or the R-word, which is getting used way too much. You gotta learn, kids.
But district leaders say the report doesn't tell the full story. News Channel 8's Melissa Marino.
It never does.
Marino joins us now live from district headquarters with more on what's behind these numbers.
What up, B?
Melissa.
Jen, so the controversy is really surrounding 600 plus books that were pulled and have been reviewed starting over the summer months and are being reviewed right now. Mm. A new report is putting Hillsborough County in the spotlight, ranking the district second in the nation for removing school library books. The free speech group PEN America says more than 600 titles were removed during the last school year, more than any other district in Florida. District officials say that number is misleading. A spokesperson says only 59 books have been permanently removed and points out the higher figure includes books temporarily taken off school shelves for review after pressure from state education officials.
You're telling me there's fake news? No way!
We obtained documents that said more than 10,000 physical copies of books were pulled from shelves.
Oh, sure. The Florida Freedom to Read Project helped provide the data for the report. Stefana Farrell says those books were counted because while under review, students are denied access.
That book is being denied to students for a reason.
Why?
And that is a prohibition on access.
Whatever. There we go. What the hell is going on here?
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Now, a local pastor and several neighbors at the Silver Oaks apartment complex in East Tampa are calling for charges after they say security officers unnecessarily pulled guns on a guest. They say this happened around 3 a.m. yesterday morning.
Of course, it's around 3 a.m. Nothing good happens around there, especially in the sex trafficking capital of the world known as Tampa.
A man was leaving the complex, and two guards pointed guns at him. The apartment complex says he was exhibiting concerning and aggressive behavior, but did not explain what exactly happened. However, they did confirm the two guards no longer work at that site.
Oh, that's good.
And they're prohibited from the property. We did ask Tampa police for the report, but they say it has not been finalized because this is an active investigation.
Yeah, speaking of active investigation, there's this headline right here that's fascinating.
Good evening, I'm Keith Kate.
And I'm Stacey Scheibel. Thank you for joining us. A former detective with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is calling for Sheriff Chad Chronister's resignation.
Good luck with that, buddy. He's the Hollywood around here.
On top of that, a community activist is demanding an independent FDLE investigation into that agency.
Some of the sheriff's top leaders are facing academic cheating allegations, as we've mentioned here. They have been named in an internal affairs investigation. 8 on your side investigator Brittany Muller joining us in studio.
What up, baby doll?
The latest developments on this.
Keith Stacey, good evening. A captain resigned and two colonels and another captain by the name of Zelida Stearns are under internal investigations for allegations of academically cheating. Now, a former HCSO detective and a community activist separately wrote letters to state leaders calling for independent investigations.
These circumstances of late have opened this door for us to actually show the public that we've been talking about for several years.
James Stahlschmidt is a former HCSO detective who served from 1999 until his resignation in 2018. In this letter signed by Stahlschmidt and sent to the governor's office, he is demanding the removal or resignation of Sheriff Chad Chronister.
Good luck. He is so protected around here.
Mm-hmm.
He claims Sheriff Chronister and his command staff have been consistently mired in controversy with multiple members under investigation or previously disciplined.
Yeah, the cops always protect their own.
Yeah, I left on my own. Well, I was pretty much fed up with how I saw some cases handled.
Sheriff Chronister says Stahlschmidt's internal affairs file contains multiple investigations for allegations of untruthfulness, violations of general proficiency, and abuse of the sheriff's office's equipment and vehicles. Eight on Your Side has told you, Chief Deputy Anthony Collins.
The news sites love saying, we told you.
Resigned in July. Collins admitted to hiring a man named Robert Roesch.
He paid somebody to do his coursework at the prestigious FBI National Academy.
And since then, the sheriff's office says Captain Laura Rivera put in her resignation on Thursday amid allegations she had paid Roesch to write her captain's project for her.
And they're able to resign or retire at full retirement and walking away.
You're telling me cops are dirty? I would have never thought. Oh, yeah. Before we go to break, cannot believe it's been 41 minutes. This has been brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Bula over there in Largo. If you tell Colin Hollister I sent you, he'll hook you up. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Happy Hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah, let's play a banger right now. Here is Addictive and Papoose with Everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Addictive. Street Sweepers Entertainment / Flip Mode. Yours truly, Pat Poose. Let's go.
All your sweet talk, it don't mean a thing. Let me break it down for you, make it simple. I got a question, not gonna ask twice. Will you chill with a girl on Saturday night? You try to play me, act like a fool. Saw you kissing up another girl, breaking the rules. Have your fun in the game, but when you get home, lady, you'll be packing your things. Cause you thought that you had the best of me. Just stop it before you mess around. You mess around. Was she worth the problems that you're asking? Having now,
don't you ever
call her up on the phone? Tell her that you're coming over. I don't want to know.
So won't you wait home?
Get your lies out my face. Take it to your other girl. She can deal with the case.
So
cause you started the game. There's nothing more that you can say to get me to stay.
You thought you had the
you thought you had the best.
Yeah, Pat, Boost, Pat. I want you to have
should feel honored. We live in the days of our lives with no Oscar. Even though I'm young and restless from all the drama, relationships is something like a soap opera. Cause if your man met you and left his ex-girl, what make you think he won't leave you for the next girl? Cause your husband creeping with the girl next door, it came back like a boomerang, you vexed girl. Equality is what keep me and my lady standing. So when I tell her she pretty, she tell me I'm handsome. If you and your man had a misunderstanding, let me burn your mind to this understanding. He wants to teach you to understand him. So that's not a misunderstanding, that's a Mr. Understanding. He treats you like trash, somebody to treat you better. Cause one man's trash is another man's treasure.
You thought you had the best for me. You thought you had the best for me. I knew, but you just didn't see. Should've thought before you messed around.
Segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha. And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I sent you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by DZ Beezy Honey. DZBeezyHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBeezyHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, I ain't mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back in happy hour. Keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right. It's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Oh, yeah, we got episode 23 today of the Hammer and Hank Show coming out. But first, what's ado? This question out there to Hollywood as they're freaking out about the new AI actress, Tilly Norwood. Guess what, guys? You did it to yourself by doing nothing but a bunch of remakes. Funk Dance! Hard to feel bad for you. Wah. Cry Me a River. We're a bunch of unoriginal babies. Wah. You're the freaking worst. Cry Me a River. What's going on?
Hey, this is Eric Zane. You're like, who? Yeah, I know. Anyway, you're listening to Ryan Hoppy. Hoppy Hour. This motherfucker is resilient as shit. Everybody tries to rub Ryan's fucking face in dog shit, and then he always picks himself up. I love that. Fuck everybody. Give him the finger and kick their ass, Ryan Hoppy.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm. People often argue over Android versus iPhones.
Oh, sure.
But the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Hoppy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
What's up, Jojo?
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Door is closing.
Now, something completely different.
Bitches.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yo, it's Hoppy Hour, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
It's Hoppy Hour, syndicated like a wildfire. 6'9" giant, true spitter, never a lie.
Wow.
Mike in his hand, got the world in his pocket. Dropping wisdom, harder than the Houston rocket. From St. Pete to the globe, the airwaves ignite. Talk sex, dating, and celebs all night. No back beats bump, old school delight. Hop's voice booming, like thunder takes flight. It's Hoppy Hour, turn the dial, stay tuned. Speaking his mind, making haters maroon. From the streets to the stars, it's a worldwide jam. Hoppy Hour, baby, the whole world's a fan.
Thanks, buddy.
Luna the cat chilling, purring on the throne. Hop is the king, St. Pete's his home zone.
Whatever.
6'9", shadow in the Florida sun. Truth is his ammo when his mouth's the gun. Radio waves cut through like a samurai. Critics try to shade him, but they can't deny. Hip-hop throwbacks, the vibe.
Dizzy the bitch. The
whole world vibe, no surprise. Talking real talk, no filter, no cap. Ryan Hop in the zone.
Hoppy, now get it right.
Hoppy Hour, turn it down, stay tuned. Speaking his mind, making haters maroon. From the streets to the stars, it's a worldwide jam. Hoppy Hour, baby, the whole world's a fan.
856-49-HOPPE, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Leave me a voicemail. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. Enough of that. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We have so much stuff to get into. So let's do it right now.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Today on TMZ.
So Taylor Swift. Now apparently embroiled in a feud. The question...
Of course, she's always got a feud. But she's never the problem. It's everybody else doesn't get her greatness.
Will she end up Drake or Kendrick?
So Charli XCX is firing back after Taylor put a diss track about her on her new album.
People hate this album. People are turning on her.
Yeah, if you're turning on her, you're a moron. If you really want to turn on her, don't talk about her. Because every time you talk about her, she's winning.
I told you that when Taylor gets happy, then all the fans are going to be mad.
People connect more to people who have relatable pain.
Yeah.
She's one of you when she's miserable.
Former star NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez is now facing a felony charge.
What a moron he is. He's just a dumb jock. Just a stupid idiot.
For that crazy incident over the weekend, we broke the story that Mark Sanchez was stabbed. In a shocking twist, we find out Mark was actually the aggressor. A 69-year-old truck driver was apparently defending himself.
God, what a sociopath. No wonder you didn't do anything on the field, Ryan. He got carried by Revis Island.
So he pepper sprays Mark, but he says the pepper spray is ineffective, and he stabs Mark Sanchez.
Multiple times.
The TMZ After Dark Tour was fueled.
I love the After Dark Tour. It's just a bunch of washed up celebrities and a bunch of washed up hags trying to get famous again.
Fueled by Monster Energy on Saturday. And it was hosted by Raz B from B2K.
Ah, who? Wow, I'd make sure not to go on that. Bless if I heard this. Like, tell me, be honest with me. If you heard this, would you go on it? Shut up.
The whole bus got free monsters, so everyone was dancing.
And then had to piss.
Singing.
Did they have a sugar-free option?
Yes, they do have a sugar.
Well, everyone is doing their little talking, blah, blah, blah. What do we got here? What do we got going on in the celebrity news?
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda Williams, is asking fans to stop sending her AI-generated videos of her dad.
Yeah, that's got to be creepy as hell. You know, people just sending her stuff about her dad.
Speaking to her followers, October 6th, Zelda writes,
Zelda.
Please just stop sending me AI videos of dad. Stop believing I want to see it, or that I'll understand. I don't, and I won't. If you're just trying to troll me, I've seen way worse.
But here's the problem. By you addressing it, the haters are just going to send more of it, baby. That's the problem.
I'll restrict and move on. It's dumb. It's a waste of time and energy. And believe me, it's not what he'd want. The 36.
Yeah, I don't think he'd like that either. I think he'd be creeped out.
6-year-old then adds, to watch the legacies of real people be condensed down to this vaguely looks and sounds like them, so that's enough. Just so other people can churn out horrible TikTok slob puppeteering them is maddening.
All right, I understand, baby. All right, let's see what we got here. What do we got here?
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Channing Tatum setting the record straight surrounding Jax Taylor's tale about the two's shared history.
Oh yeah, they ran trains.
The actor stopped by Andy Cohen's SiriusXM radio show October 6th, where Bravo's head honcho harkened back to a claim stemming from the Vanderpump Rules star, whose antics took center stage often across the reality series, with the cast calling out Jax season after season.
What a coke-headed moron. That was a weird way of saying it.
Be it catching him in lies big and small, or antagonizing just about everyone. From Sir staff members to the WeHo Eatery's owner and their show's namesake.
This is why my show is successful.
What a coke-headed idiot. I said it again.
It's actually my show.
Andy now getting to the bottom of one well-known Jax claim that he and Channing were roommates in their early modeling days in New York City. Well, Channing's verdict? Absolutely not.
You're telling me a no-telling moron like Jax Taylor's looking for attention? No way!
Before explaining the common living situation for up-and-coming NYC models, which did consist of multiple men sharing one living space.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely sharing a lot of spaces, if you know what I mean. 856-4900.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Leanne Rimes is reflecting on her long-lasting love story. With 14 years of marriage to Eddie Cibrian under her belt, the singer credits life's ups and downs for making their relationship stronger. She tells Us Weekly in an interview published October 7th, "If I look back at our relationship, I'm really in awe of the things that we've endured and how we've grown together."
One of the few relationships in Hollywood that seems to be working.
"The place we're in now is just so comfortable and calm and quiet. We really find our quiet together. That's really important."
That's good. So there's that. What the hell's going on here on Happy Hour?
Nicole Kidman is getting candid about her new life changes.
What is?
During an interview with Vogue that occurred shortly before she filed for divorce from Keith Urban,
what?
The actress alluded to facing a new chapter, telling the...
It's always that whenever a woman goes to a breakup, it's a new chapter. Like, you're never the problem.
The outlet, how many times do you have to be taught that you think you know where your life is going, and then it isn't going in that direction?
You know, she's just the freaking worst.
And while news of her breakup hadn't been shared by the time she sat down for the interview in late August, at the time of publishing on October 8th, Nicole had sought to legally end her 19-year marriage to Keith just a week earlier.
All right, there we go. That is called a midlife crisis.
Oh, happy hot topic.
So I'll spare you the clip. Jonah Hill lost some weight and kind of looks like a woman. And then there's this right here.
Dolly Parton's sister asks for prayers amid the singer's recent health struggle.
Father, son, holy.
The country icon's younger sibling, Freda Parton, posts a message to Facebook October 7th, telling followers, "Last night I was up all night praying for my sister Dolly. Many of you know she hasn't been feeling her best lately." She adds, "I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I..."
It's pray for sex traffickers and other stuff, that they stop sex trafficking kids. I'm not saying not to pray for Dolly Parton, but I find praying to be... so lame.
"I have been led to ask all of the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She's strong, she's loved, and with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine."
Do you know in your heart? Because I know in my heart.
In your heart, you know he's right.
"Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you."
The Godspeed sounds like she's dead. It's kind of freaky.
Frida's message comes just over a week after Dolly postponed planned concerts in Las Vegas to undergo medical treatment. In her infamously lighthearted manner, she shared on Instagram September 28th, "As many of you know, I have been dealing with some health challenges, and my doctors tell me that I must have a few procedures."
All right, so prayers up, whatever they say. Wrong button, but let's play it anyway.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Judge Greg Mathis is opening up about his reconciliation with wife Linda Mathis after the two split last year.
And God, you know he cheats on her all the time. That was probably the reconciliation. She's like, "I'm going to bang two guys. You're going to bang two girls and we'll get even."
August of 2024, Linda filed for divorce after 39 years of marriage. And according to People, Greg and Linda detail their three-week separation and reunion in an upcoming interview with Tamron Hall October 8th.
It's so crazy seeing how famous Tamron Hall got. She used to be the morning anchor at Fox 32 in Chicago when I was growing up in Chicago.
"Every day has been just wonderful. I supported him always. And at that time, I felt I needed to just take care of me.
And, you know, get some of my own.
And that's what I felt I was doing at that time. But for Greg, the pain of divorce from his wife, who is the mother of his kids, Jade, Kimora, Greg Jr., and Amir, was as unbearable as losing his own mother.
Because he views her like a mother figure. She does everything for him."
Comparing the two, he says, "That's the feeling I had. And I'd do anything to get my mother back. So I did anything to get my wife back."
He stopped shading. All right, there we go. 856-49-HOPPY. Let's talk about the orange mutant.
Oh, happy hot topic!
I have a lot of people have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy has asked me for a pardon.
Can't nobody hold me. I gotta skip over this because of copyright.
Constitution charges. President Donald Trump seems to confirm he's heard from the mogul's legal team. The comments coming Monday from the Oval Office as reporters asked about a pardon for Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine!
Who's serving 20 years for child sex trafficking.
And you know Trump wants to pardon it so he can run away from the fact that everyone thinks he went there because he did. And he wrote him a note.
"I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it, so but I'll speak."
Oh, you know nothing because you're stupid.
"I will speak to the DOJ.
God, he's the freaking worst. I didn't mind him the first time around. Now he's just an asswipe. Just has bitch laugh fans.
"I don't know. I mean, I'd have to speak to..."
You don't know anything. You're a moronic nipple baby douche.
"The DOJ, I'll look at it. I have a lot of people have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy, has asked me for a pardon.
Let's see if they're going to play his music here. I got to be careful with the copyright.
I love Diddy. You know, he's a good friend of mine.
He's a good guy.
Good guy. I think he's a good guy. I'm going to stick up for him.
Of course you are. You're a thug and a moron. All right, there's them. And here's racist Trump not knowing anything about, you know, Hispanics. I ask about where this got the copyright. I got to be so careful with this freaking stuff.
Rabbit or whatever his name is.
I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. I don't know why they're doing it.
You can have an out-of-touch 80-year-old who's really looking to be alive. It's Fox News doesn't like that Bad Bunny is doing the halftime show because they don't think that he's an American citizen, even though Puerto Rico is a part of America and the president is supposed to know that. But let's be honest here, he's a famous pedophile. That being Donald Trump. Shut up.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It'd be funny if Ed Sheeran learned about your engagement on Instagram.
That's so true.
You know, Ed Sheeran won the bang Taylor Swift and had no chance. He definitely gets friend-zoned on. Ed Sheeran seemed like a good dude. Not a bad guy. But not someone you want to have sex with if you're a girl. He just doesn't command the room enough. He's kind of wishy-washy. He needs to learn to be the man. Like Travis. You know, he's jealous of Travis.
Taylor Swift is grateful she didn't ruin the friendship with this mishap. The singer shared during her October 6th appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon the very understandable reason she forgot to tell her longtime pal Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, she was afraid to tell him because he's been trying to bang her forever.
That she had gotten engaged to Travis Kelce.
It'd be funny if Ed Sheeran learned about your engagement on Instagram.
That's so true.
All right, there we go. We got this.
Taylor Swift is setting the record straight about the Super Bowl.
Taylor Swift, you turned down the Super Bowl halftime show because the NFL wouldn't allow you to own your performance footage.
No.
Okay.
And no.
Appearing on Jimmy Fallon last night, wearing a stunning one-shoulder crystal.
Let her talk. Why did the reporter feel like they had to talk? Let the freaking clip play, you morons. No wonder Inside Edition's dead.
She said she was never officially offered the halftime show.
They sometimes will call and say, how does she feel about...
Yeah.
And that's not like an official offer.
And she seemed to suggest that she won't do the halftime show until her fiancé, Travis Kelce, retires from football.
All right, there's that. Okay. She actually seems to kind of like start to care about him a little bit. I didn't believe it early on, but...
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hilaria Baldwin is opening up about her elimination on Dancing with the Stars.
She definitely opens it a lot since she has so many kids.
The wife of Alec Baldwin was voted off on the October 7th episode of the series.
Bye!
Hilaria and Glenn.
Please
join us for a final moment.
Now I have to go home to Alec. Hopefully he leaves gone in the other room.
Gleb.
Tell us what your experience has been like with Gleb.
I mean, this has been an incredible experience.
Where's that Spanish accent, you dummy?
I'm so grateful to all of you. And I'm grateful to my children and my family.
All right, there we go. That audio sounded like this. They must not have had the rights to, you know, have it, and they had to make it sound not so good. What's going on here?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It's getting ugly. Actress Denise Richards is in court battling her ex-husband, and on her legal team's list of exhibits is the interview we recently did with her ex. So, will it help her case?
Denise Richards' divorce battle with her estranged husband goes nuclear. Denise testified in court that her ex would often threaten to throw me through the windows and off balconies.
What a good guy!
He's almost killed me so many damn times. Now Aaron Fipers is firing back.
How do you respond when she says he tried to kill me, he tried to strangle me, he gave me this black eye?
I had my day in court. I'm going to prove it. I didn't. And she'll have to eat her words.
Inside Edition sat down exclusively with Fipers 3.5 weeks ago.
He just seemed like a bad guy, just a pure sociopath.
And now that interview is on the brink of taking center stage in the court hearing, with Denise's lawyers asking that it be introduced as evidence.
I agree.
This is a cover-up for her sexcapades.
Oh, that's slut shame right now.
The interview is listed on Denise's courtroom exhibits. September 11, Inside Edition interview with Aaron Phipers.
It is. They love name-dropping themselves.
The embattled ex told me that he walked in on Denise and her Real Housewives of Beverly Hills co-star, Brandi Glanville, getting intimate.
Hell yeah, let's join in.
Find her getting it on in the washroom.
Well, if you had the BDE, you can make it happen and have a threesome.
I mean, sucking face, everything. I was in shock.
They weren't sucking you.
Right after you got married?
10 days after.
Denise.
Oh, yeah.
Has denied the claims, but on this episode of The Real Housewives, Brandi says it happened.
We kind of hooked up.
Hell yeah! And he's such a small D energy loser that he couldn't make it happen, Captain. All right, we got a few more stuff here. What's going on here?
Oh, happy hot topic!
What's going on with this sociopath?
Christina Hawk breaking down her dating timeline with boyfriend Christopher. The reality star set the record straight October 5th on Instagram.
You probably cheated. If you have to explain when you started dating someone, you cheated.
Sharing their first ever photo in a tribute to her man and the couple's year-long romance.
Good luck, bud. She's been ran through. Her body count's as freaking long as a CVS receipt. Good luck, bud.
Thank you, Chris, for always dating me and spoiling me and showing me true respect.
I'd have to shout at her ex. God, she's a sociopath. This little beta male moron thinks it's going to end well. It's not! However, their previous relationships ended. And this goes with any gender. You can identify as a zebra. If your previous relationships ended in an explosion, yours is going to!
Christina's next chapter with Chris starting last year in the wake of her Josh Hall breakup, courtesy of a fateful meet cute. It's been a year of learning and growing and communicating and defending and sometimes fighting, but always making up.
That just sounds freaking tiring.
Thank you for walking into my life in that random Mexican restaurant in Newport.
And dealing with my farts that night.
Christina's tribute following tough times off camera, with her third divorce getting finalized in May. But thankfully, she...
A third divorce? You're never the problem, honey!
Recently told E! News, new man Chris seems plenty different from her past loves.
That's what they say. And then it'll be the fourth divorce, and she'll be like, I'm just finding myself, and my body count keeps getting longer. Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Here's a throwback from 2004 out of Jacksonville. Pit featuring Big Man and Lil Daddy, Teenagers.
Man, I'm stuck in the game, a lot of heartache and pain, and it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot, with a sock full of rocks, and doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends, and it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same, niggas lost in the game, I'm trying to make it out my teenage years.
For the words, I'm about that life that I live. Even though my mama got kicked out of her, cause there wasn't no lights in the crib. Man, I remember coming home, wasn't nothing to eat at my house, but a block of cheese and that peanut butter that was just too thick for my mouth. Had plastic bottoms, shoes in school, where I wasn't trying to get picked.
to play no basketball in gym, cause niggas rank on your shit. Man, I was sick, like sick and tired, I had to go grind. So when they say what P.I.T. mean, I say putting in my time, pipping and tag. Shit, and I ain't trying to go back. Might catch me spitting off in this booth, out there peddling crack, still in a splat. The pinnacle, they murk me a snitch. Sometimes I felt like 50 Cent, I wanted to die, get rich. Ain't that a bitch? They gave my partner Ray 30 years. But shooting his baby mama, that tell you just how crazy life feels. I shed tears. My dollar done got found in the street. His plugger killed him over crack, then got gunned down with his heat. And that's real.
Man, I'm stuck in the game. A lot of heartache and pain. And it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot. With a sock full of rocks. And doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends. And it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same. Niggas lost in the game. I'm trying to make it out my teenage years.
Only Lord knows how long will a nigga live. And only Lord knows how many won't. A nigga kill. Shit, we hungry for meals. So yeah, my daddy hard grind. We got a lot of shit, but still went through hard times. I done been through the nights with no dinner, nigga. No water, lights, and cold showers during winter, nigga. Eviction notice, drug busts, and the robberies. Ends get low when niggas going on a robbing spree. And sometimes I feel like the devil cursed me, cause I lost three of my people on my birthday. And on our last meeting, yeah, it was so drastic. Wanted to see them, but they all had closed caskets.
Man, I'm stuck in the game. A lot of heartache and pain. And it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot. With a sock full of rocks. And doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends. And it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same. Niggas lost in the game. I'm trying to make it out my teenage years.
My daddy jumped off the porch as a young buck. Socks full of rock and a torch trying to come up, running with old heads, trying to get long bread. Think he got killed, plus my nigga tone gone fed. All my niggas leaving, I wonder if my time next. All the dirt I did, I'm surprised I ain't died yet. The Lord watch it, but I feel that the devil close. Paranoid as fuck, so at night I hold my metal close. Mama pray for me, cause the devil's after your baby son. Only if mama knew all the dirt that her baby done. Only 15, yeah, I'm selling drugs, mama. Up for the third up and mixing with them thugs, mama. Daddy can't even trip cause he know I got it for him. You know they say the apple don't fall too far from that limb. And I ain't just rapping, dawg, cause it's a well known fact that my daddy's so dope and mama used to cook crack.
Man, I'm stuck in the game. A lot of heartache and pain. And it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot. With a sock full of rocks. And doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends. And it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same. Niggas lost in the game. I'm trying to make it out my teenage years. Man, I'm stuck in the game. A lot of heartache and pain. And it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot. With a sock full of rocks. And doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends. And it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same. Niggas lost in the game. I'm trying to make it out my teenage years.
Certified gangster music.
I do. I got it, baby. Isn't the sun growing? Wow. Let's just talk like this for the rest of the show.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, why do I?
I know, a lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. A-F-U-E-R-A Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, clocks are joking, playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom through streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing, hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Oh,
clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Happy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. I'm coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hobbies, jokes, and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
He probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Door is closing.